Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Big Brother 19 live feed update for August 4th. And I'm maybe lacking slightly a little bit of energy here. It's the morning after the live show in New York. I'm here at Podcast House with none other than Matt Liguori. How you doing, Matt?
A little tired, but we're still tripping through. Gonna still bring you guys the latest on what's going on in the house.
Yes. I hope it's a wonderful morning for everyone. It's not super wonderful for us. All right. So last night we had Josh win the HOH, and you expect some fireworks with Josh. Ultimately, the fireworks, though, come from Mark and Alex. As soon as the feeds come back, Alex had been essentially caught by Mark saying that, Mark and Elena, they were not super happy about this win of yours, Josh. And Mark had been in the room, so he actually heard Alex say that, and he confronted her. They were not happy. They had a whole big fight, Matt.
Yeah, Mark and Alex have had some underlying drama going on, especially since the Josh and Mark blow up in the kitchen, and then Alex started going after Mark, and it's just been this weird, like, what's going on with these two? They keep clashing, so it's dragging on now into this coming week as well, and they don't like each other very much.
Yes, they ultimately, obviously they're Alex is like, I heard that you were targeting me. Mark is like, well, no. And Alex is like, well, look, I said this because of this. And ultimately, they sort of come to a conclusion. As I mentioned in some previous updates, Jason had put in some work with Mark to get him more amenable to working with Alex. And they both said, we both really like Jason. Jason likes you, Mark. Maybe we can make this work. Ultimately, it seems as though they have a decent end to the conversation, but we see later that maybe Alex didn't do quite as well as she needed to with Mark. We also had Paul talk to his minions. He says that everyone needs to compete in this temptation competition. He needs to make sure that they have as many players in that competition as possible so that Cody and or Jessica do not win it, Matt.
It's a good thing that this won't be on a live show, because Julie was rushing all the entire house to finish the competition last night. So having the entire house play in this competition is going to take a while again. So, who knows how long the feeds will be out before we find out who won, but the entire house plans on competing.
Yes, and Jessica and Cody would like to, if possible, have essentially, they're assuming Cody is probably has a better chance, so that Cody will win it, and then Jessica will throw it so that she has a guaranteed shot on the block and a guaranteed shot on at the veto, essentially. So that's Jess and Cody's plan. It's the plan, again, that they should have had last week, but they didn't. So let's see how it works out for them this time. We also had Elena talking to Josh about the comments from Alex, first at least, where she was like, well, why did Alex say this? And they ultimately get around to talking about this whole situation a couple of weeks ago when Josh was on the block with Ramses and Elena voted him out. It was Josh essentially was like, why'd you do that? That wasn't cool. I didn't like that. And Elena was like, look. I would have voted Ramses out. Nobody told me. I was totally fine voting Ramses out. All you needed to do was let me know. Paul told me that everyone is voting this way, so I voted that way. That's all there is to it. Nothing against you, Josh. So, Matt, how do you think this went?
Well, Elena and Mark have been on the outside of the house for the past week and maybe even a little bit longer now. So they really haven't had a big idea of what's going on, because nobody's telling them anything. So she's not wrong that she had no idea what the plan was, but now she's got to find a way to convince Josh that she's not against him. She just really had no idea what was going on, which he should know, because he knows that his entire alliance was trying to avoid keeping them in the loop. So that's why she voted for Josh, and he should understand that.
Yes. So that conversation ends, decent way. Elena does her best to be like, look, I wasn't trying to get you out. We also saw Jess and Cody talk about how, they still probably don't really think they have a chance of winning the game, especially now that Josh has won this HOH. But guess who they do want to win, Matt?
Kevin.
Kevin! They want Kevin to win! All right, I'm happy about that. It's Kevin jury vote status stuff happening right now. So really the first time we've seen people talk about like who they might vote for in the end. And so it looks like Kevin, for now, you know, very lots of time left. But for now, it looks like he's got some votes locked up. We also saw Mark talking to Elena, and this is again, this is where we saw the conversation with Alex didn't go quite as planned for Alex. Obviously the fact that she got caught in the first place was just no good. As I said, Jason did some good work with her, but there's only so much you can do when you get caught trash talking somebody in the same room. And yes, I got a question from Jordan Kalish. Did I get my $5 back? No, of course not. We're talking about Adam Pock here. He did. He gave me it back. He talked with Elena about, look, we need to watch out for Alex. She's sketchy. She's got a lot of influence with a lot of people, and we can't trust her. It seems as though Jason's work has kind of come undone in this whole experience. So Alex needs to watch out for that. And again, this is why I'm preferring Jason over Alex here for the most part, because Alex is like just getting herself into trouble here for no good reason. So no good, Alex. He also talked with Elena about how he feels as though he's in some trouble this week. He feels like he would have rather Jess or Cody won the HOH, because at least then he wouldn't be a target to them. He feels like as it stands, he might be in a little bit of trouble, because who knows, maybe Jess or Cody get immunity, and then all of a sudden maybe he's on the block, and then maybe he's a target. And guess what? He's totally right, Matt.
He's not even a little bit wrong. I wanted Mark to win HOH because if you want something interesting to happen this week, you probably shouldn't want Jess and Cody to go home unless you really don't like them, which whatever. But if it's either Jess and Cody being targeted on one side, or most likely Paul being targeted on the other side. Mark's in the middle of that. He's got Cody and Jessica that he's close to, and he's also got Paul and some of those people that he's close to. So Mark probably would have gone after one of the floaters. He probably would have had nominations like Josh or Alex. And if we lose one of those guys pre-jury, are we too upset about it? Maybe, maybe not. But Mark's rightfully worried about his position this week.
Yeah, it was pretty funny too, because he was like, I would have preferred Jess or Cody win, and Elena was like, why? it should be obvious, Elena. So they ultimately come up with this plan, Paul and friends. The plan is they're going to nominate Jess and Cody. They're going to pretend that Cody is the target, when in actuality it's Jess that's the target. They're going to try and blindside Jessica. And again, they then bring up Mark and Elena and don't tell them the real plan. They tell Mark and Elena, look, the target is Cody. And they've talked with both of them before about, like, maybe we should take Jess out first. So, like, I just don't understand why they're, like, doing this. It doesn't make any sense to me. It seems very unnecessary to leave them out of yet another plan. The whole point of blindsiding somebody in the first place, maybe it's good for entertainment. Like, maybe that's why Paul's doing it. I don't know. But there's really no point in leaving. I mean, obviously, maybe, like, Mark probably gives him a heads up, but who cares? Who cares if it's a blindside? If you've got them both on the block, then it doesn't make any sense to me. Matt, do you see any sense to this?
Well, this plan's going to change like a bunch of times before the weekends. They're going to want to get Jess out. They're going to want to get Cody out. They're going to want to get Mark. And it's just going to keep flipping back and forth. So until the competitions have been played this week, and until we figure out who has safety, who's eventually going to end up on the block, they're going to say a million different plans before they decide on who's actually the target for the week.
Yes, and Josh is already planning some speeches for all his HOH duties. Do we have an over-under on how many meatball references there are?
Well, the first thing they said when he got his HOH room was, we're surprised there's no meatballs in the basket. So the meatball train is full speed ahead.
Meatballs are pretty good. I would have enjoyed meatballs in my HOH basket. So we also had Josh talking about who he's going to make have-nots. He talked about making Mark, Matt, and Jessica have-nots, I believe, or maybe it was Cody. And so the person that it's important is Mark. Mark comes up to him and says, can you please not make me a have-not? I would really, really appreciate it. That would be great. I really, really, really don't want to be a have-not. And Josh was like, I'll see what I can do. So there might be some drama here with the have-not situation. Obviously, Josh wants to put Mark up. And of course, Paul swoops in like, oh, he's probably just messing. If he puts you as a have-not, I'll volunteer to take your place. I've got your back, Mark. Do you like this gameplay from Paul?
I mean, if Paul wants to, Paul's pulling out any tactics that he can to get people, you know, on his side or in his, you know, in his good, in their good graces. So, I mean, he probably will if the opportunity arises, but I think he's just blowing smoke at this point.
Yes. All right. Finally, short update today. We had Paul talking to Christmas, asking Christmas, hey, do you still have that temptation thing where you can replace somebody in the veto? Because if so, I have an idea. What if we put Jess up with a pawn and then we do essentially do the initial strategy that he had when he initially took Cody out, which was hope that Cody doesn't get picked. And if he does get picked, we replace him in the veto and he doesn't get to play. And then we backdoor him. And this is a decent question here, because with all the safety competitions, there's really a decent shot that both Cody and Jess can be immune this week. And so you want to do as much as you can to take them out. But do you want to risk having to put up pawns, especially with maybe a third nomination being yet another pawn, and then take the risk of like maybe Christmas doesn't get picked first, and then maybe Cody takes Jess off the block, and now neither of them are safe again. Matt, what do you think is the correct strategy here?
Well, you can tell that Christmas doesn't want to use it. From the conversation the two of them had, she was very, very hesitant. She was like, I probably should go check with the diary room to see if that even still exists. I don't know if it's expired by now. I should see if I can use it. She doesn't want to use it. She, you know, there's four big targets right now between Jess and Cody, Elena and Mark. They're going to get one of them out this week. It's kind of hard to see any scenario where they don't. So why would she waste it now by just keeping Cody out of, you know, it's a very big team move, and if it was Matt, maybe he would make it because he's all about the team, but Christmas doesn't want to use it, and I feel like her best move would be to find a way to convince them that we don't need it this week so that she can hold on to it.
Yes, I think I agree here. I think it's a little too complicated that way. You don't need to be messing with pawns like that. You can just evict Mark as a backup if you need to. I think, you know, how better are the odds if you do this backdoor plan versus if you just put them straight up? I guess it gives them two chances to win, but I don't know, you know, they can only use it on one of themselves. So like, as long as they don't win the temptation competition, one of them is going home. And despite the fact that you want it to be Jessica that goes home, I think sending Cody home is perfectly reasonable as well. And honestly, sending Mark home isn't that bad either. So you're right. Like, there's really no point in making this kind of cutesy move here. And as you mentioned, Christmas is not on board with it either. She'd rather save it for later, because why not save it for later if there's really no real point to using it now? She also talked to Josh about like don't just immediately do everything that Paul is telling you to do. Like, make sure you talk with me first. She wants to make sure that Paul doesn't get any sneaky ideas in here.
Yeah, it's Christmas has been kind of laying low for the past few weeks or so, which is fair because she doesn't need to really pull out any big game moves right now. But everybody sees that Paul's working his magic, and now that his number one dog, for lack of a better term, is the HOH, and everyone is already saying, oh, this is Paul's HOH. Anything that Paul wants is going to get done. You know, Christmas is trying to stay close to Josh, and she's just like, you know, you don't have to do everything he says. Just make sure you think it through. Make sure this is something that you want to do and not just Paul.
Yes, we have a comment from Elizabeth in the chat saying, praying for Terrence, Josh, Mark, Renegades, Renegades prediction this week, plus Paul's eviction. That would be fun, right? That would be fun if they were like, you know what, let's team up and backdoor Paul. It's fan fiction, right?
Fan fiction.
Yeah, I'm sorry. yes. Nina says, Christmas, she may lie low, but she is quite high. Yeah. All right, so again, pretty quick update here. You know, there wasn't a whole lot that happened during the day. It was mostly after the HOH competition, and the nominations were pretty much set from the start. You know, Josh is just gonna go after Jess and Cody. One of them is probably gonna go home, depending on this temptation competition. You know, we might see a slow week. We certainly did the first time Cody was evicted. We could certainly see, it seems as though you get a slow week when, the Cody Jess side are on the outs. You get a fast week when Paul is not getting his way. That's when he starts to raise a fuss. So, I'm predicting we're probably, What do you think? Is it going to be Jess or is it going to be Cody? Because certainly, I think if Cody wins the veto, I think he's going to use it on Jess. And that would mean that Jess stays. But they are trying to target Jess first. What do you think is more likely?
Well, having a third nominee puts a whole different spin on this week. Because last time we didn't have a third nominee when Cody was on the block and we knew he was going home. So it depends on who the third nominee is. Because what if the third nominee ends up being Matt? And Jason and Kevin, who are all trying to... they were planting seeds last week, like, oh, Matt and Raven aren't really playing this game. What if they decide, oh, we've had enough of Matt and we're going to bring Mark and Elena back in and get rid of him? I don't think it's likely, but having the third nominee is definitely going to help make the week go a little bit faster, I think.
Yes. All right. So make sure you check in with us tomorrow morning at noon Eastern. We'll update you on everything that happens today with the temptation competition, and we'll probably see some solidified nominations, see who's probably going to be going home this week. You can also check out our episode recap Sunday night. It'll be after the East Coast airing. I am filling in for Rob Sesternino. So that will be a lot of fun. Make sure you check out the LFC Roundtable podcast on Monday night, where we will break down everything in great detail. Thank you everyone for joining us, and thank you so much for coming out last night. It was such a blast. I hope that everyone enjoyed it. I know the live stream, I think that we were like halfway beamed up for like in Star Trek, it seemed like, but hopefully you were able to enjoy it. We had a lot of fun, so thanks again for everyone coming out, and thank you for joining us. We will see you next time.